T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin, a former Dallas cop charged with aggravated assaults in a fatal shooting of a Dallas woman. That cop is not guilty by the Dallas County jury. Christopher Hess, charged with shooting Genevieve Dawes. He and other officers found Dawes asleep in a car that had been reported stolen. Police say Dawes ignored their commands to leave the car. She reversed into a cop car, rammed a fence, and backed up again when the officers opened fire. Hess shot into the car a dozen times, killing her. Prosecutors argued that the actions are not reasonable. Hess's attorney, Messina Madsen, says the jury made the right call.
This has been a hard week on Mr. Hess and his family. We have continually said we have to have faith in the system. We've continually said that we know he made an impossible decision, but he ultimately made the right decision to defend his fellow officers.
Dawes' family spoke briefly after the verdict.
This is embarrassing, bro. What kind of officer gets away with that? He shot 13 times. 13 times. We're really going to let that be justified? We can't let that be justified, man.
Maybe he'll go shoot somebody else just the same way.
He's going to go right back in the streets. For all we know, he might have a gun at home. He's already shot one person. He ain't going to shoot another one.
Took the jury 2 days to deliberate. Hess could have been sentenced to from 5 years to life in prison. The owner of the Star-Telegram declares bankruptcy. McClatchy, the second biggest newspaper owner in the country with 30 papers around the country. Our business analyst David Johnson says papers have been partnering with online publications to put more focus on video and slideshows to bring in an audience.
The newspapers have seen this coming for a long, long time. And the question is, how do you stay alive in doing this? The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post have all been very successful in the online business. But the question is, what happens to these mid-sized and small towns?
McClatchy says it has $700 million in debt, and the bankruptcy filing could eliminate 60% of that. Southwest Airlines says it's taking out the 737 MAX from its schedule for another 2 months.
Southwest is now looking at August. It says continued uncertainty about the plane's return to service prompted it to pull flights through then. The Dallas-based airlines had previously thought the planes would be back in the air in June. The planes were grounded in March after two deadly crashes. Southwest has more 737 MAX planes than any other domestic carrier. Last month, Fort Worth-based American Airlines said it expected to resume service in June. There's no word yet on whether American also plans to push back its timeline. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Man's in critical condition today after police say a drunk driver blew through a red light. Happened on the Bush Turnpike about 20 minutes after midnight. Joel George drove his Cadillac through a flashing red light, crashed into a Honda with the right-of-way. That crash caused the Honda to spin off the road into a light pole. Driver went to the hospital in critical condition. Gas prices keep falling.
Statewide, the gas price average is $2.08 a gallon. AAA Texas says that's 3 cents less compared to this day last week. Spokesperson Daniel Armbruster says,
we're seeing these winter-like readings when it comes to demand, which of course is lower in the winter. And then market analysts watching closely to see what OPEC's going to do regarding crude production. That's because of the coronavirus and the impact it could have on global oil demand.
He says drivers in Midland are paying the most at $2.34 a gallon, and drivers in the Sherman-Denison area are paying the least at about $1.92 a gallon. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
AAA says we're closer to $2 a gallon or below in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Dallas Renegades could only put up 3 field goals in their debut game on Sunday, but their head coach Bob Stoops is hoping things are different this Sunday when Landry Jones, his top quarterback, it comes back from a knee injury.
We're planning on starting Landry and playing the whole game and, protecting him like we need to. But he's felt great all week, so we're anxious to see him out there.
Jones starred for Stoops at OU. Renegades play L.A. on Sunday. Mavs broke an NBA record last night. They'll do it again with the next home game on the 24th. Last night's game with Sacramento, the 815th consecutive sellout. It's a streak that dates back to 2001. Portland had the record for more than two decades after the All-Star break. Mavs return to action a week from tomorrow in Orlando. Cities that want the World Cup in 2016 are punching up their bids, and that includes North Texas.
There are 17 cities vying to be one of the 10 cities chosen to host matches in the 2026 World Cup. Gina Miller with FC Dallas told the Arlington City Council recently that AT&T Stadium would be a perfect venue.
The facility, as we all know in here, is absolutely gorgeous. The grass is good in there, and we feel like we're going to be in a perfect position to host some of those marquee matches in 2026.
Fair Park in Dallas, meanwhile, is vying to be the host of the International Broadcast Center, just as it was in 1994. Miller says the economic stakes are huge.
Should Fair Park, the Cotton Bowl, get the International Broadcast Center again, that would add an estimated $100 million in economic impact.
The host cities will be chosen either late this year or early next year. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
One of Fort Worth's favorite sons immortalized today when the portion of St. Louis Avenue in front of Record Town is now renamed T-Bone Burnett Boulevard. Record Town is at 120 St. Louis Avenue. It's just south of I-30 between Main and Jenkins. And a lost dog is reunited with its family after spending 14 years away from home.
Remy the Yorkshire Terrier went missing from a backyard in Houston 14 years ago. Aaron Webster and his wife had had the puppy for a few months when he went missing, and they assumed the worst. But now, 14 years later, the pooch has been found alive and well.
It's one of those moments where you wish the dog could speak and tell you what the heck had gone on.
Aaron got a call last week from Saving Hope Rescue in Fort Worth. Rescue workers say they believe Remy was stolen as a pup. He has three microchips, one of which was used to find his original family. Aaron drove up from Houston to reunite with the now senior pooch. He's completely blind and a little worse for wear. But overall, Aaron says he's healthy and he seems happy to be home. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.